Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. The Democrats chose Denver for their convention in part because of what they see as a shift in the politics of the mountain regions of the West. No longer is a Democrat a lone maverick in a state like Colorado. In fact, as the issues of water, energy, and the economy grow in importance, Democrats are corralling increasing numbers of voters who have cut themselves out of the Republican herd. Two candidates for the U.S. Senate from Colorado and New Mexico hope to make the most of these trends. Living on Earth's Jeff Young tells us that's not all they have in common. They also share a last name and a family brand of conservation.
4 years ago, I spoke with Stuart Udall about the 40th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, which has protected nearly 100 million acres of the country's most treasured landscapes. As Interior Secretary for Presidents Kennedy and Johnson, Udall helped create that act. And he and his brother, the late legendary Arizona Congressman Mo Udall, had a hand in nearly all the landmark environmental laws of the 60s and early 70s.
Protecting endangered species, cleaning up the nation's rivers, clean air, clean water, you know. And it was a wonderful time, kind of a golden age of the environmental movement.
But Udall wasn't in a mood to celebrate. He thought the political climate had changed such that those environmental achievements would be impossible today.
It has become an ideology that more conservation is not good for the country. It makes me sad. I'm a saddened person compared with what I was in the 1960s. But maybe it'll turn. There are cycles in history. Maybe it'll turn again in the direction it was.
Now at 88, Stuart Udall is the surviving patriarch of the Udall clan, probably the most storied family in Western Democratic politics. And he's watching closely this election year to see if the next generation of Udalls can help bring about that change in direction he talked about. His nephew, Mark Udall of Colorado, and his son, Tom Udall of New Mexico, who won seats in the U.S. House 10 years ago, are both running for the U.S. Senate.
My father instilled in me the idea, if you take care of the land will take care of you.
That's Tom Udall, New Mexico congressman and candidate for the Senate seat left open by the retirement of Republican Pete Domenici. Udall and his cousin are both strong supporters of clean energy, pushing for renewable electricity standards, higher fuel economy for cars, and earning nearly perfect voting scores from the League of Conservation Voters. It's a record in keeping with the family tradition, but one that might be at odds with new public support for increasing the oil supply.
It's very important what my father and Mo did. It's a very significant legacy, and I appreciate it, and I think the American people appreciate it, and I think they would like us to expand on that.
Has the concern about energy prices, particularly gasoline prices, made it more difficult for you to maintain a conservation-focused agenda when it comes to energy and the environment?
There's no doubt that we need to have a strong domestic industry. I believe in that, and I support responsible drilling. New Mexico, in fact, is a producer state. We're one of 10 states in the United States that produce energy and export it to other places in America. And something that I'm proud of and I'm going to continue to support. But the future is about alternatives. This isn't a big quest to do something very ethereal. This is about jobs. This is about the jobs of the future.
Most polls show Tom Udall with a comfortable lead over his Republican opponent, Congressman Steve Pierce. But recently, Pierce has gained some ground on the energy issue. Pierce took to the House floor last month to pin the blame for pricey gas on Democrats.
I believe in my heart that the majority does not want to drill today. I believe that they are understanding that it is not the oil companies who lack the diligence, but it is instead roadblocks by people who have hijacked the energy policy of this country.
A similar dynamic is emerging in the Colorado race, where Republican candidate Bob Schaefer, a former congressman, worked for an energy company that mostly drills natural gas. Schaefer and some pro-drilling groups have hit Mark Udall hard for his opposition to offshore drilling and Western oil shale development.
Udall stood with extremist groups and voted to block bipartisan energy reforms that could lower gas prices.
Some polling shows Schaefer's message getting traction, and the race has tightened. Like his cousin, Mark Udall has adjusted his message. He now emphasizes support for domestic drilling as well as alternative energy. At a campaign rally in Fort Collins, he said he'll throw the kitchen sink at the country's energy problems.
We need everything. We need oil and gas executives. We just don't need them in the White House, the United States Senate, writing our energy policy.
Udall toured a Colorado State University facility that's working on diverse energy solutions, including these bubbling vats of algae that could become an economical source of biodiesel.
There's just so many wonderful stories right here in this building and the building across the parking lot. And this is the future right here in front of us.
Udall is clearly passionate about renewable energy. At one point, he corners one of the project engineers to tell him about the solar panels on the Udall family home. Later, I asked him the same question I put to his cousin. Will the pressure of high energy prices force him to back down from his conservation goals?
No, I've been working on this for 12 years. By that, I mean a new energy policy for the country. And I've always held we have to do everything. What's exciting right now is that people are really focused. $4 a gallon gas, people want to do something now. It's been my motivation for running for the Senate is to continue to lead the country in this direction that includes everything. And I've had to rethink some of my outlook.
Like what?
Like nuclear power, for example. I grew up watching what happened at Three Mile Island in the late 70s in Chernobyl, and to me the technology was dangerous, could cause great human harm, and was probably one we shouldn't invest in. But given the options that we have, and if we're serious about becoming energy self-sufficient in our country and reducing carbon emissions, I think nuclear has to be a part of the mix. In the long run, people know, though, that renewable energy and all the new energy efficiency technologies are the way we have to go. And by that, I mean 100 mile per gallon cars, plug-in hybrids, providing incentives for people to trade in their old gas guzzlers for new kinds of vehicle technology. And let's do it. Let's go.
Mark Udall and Bob Schaefer are vying for a seat left open by the retirement of Republican Wayne Allard. Allard says Udall, who represents the state's liberal Boulder area, is out of the mainstream for most Coloradans. But the state recently elected a Democratic governor and legislature. Former Colorado Democratic senator and environmental policy expert Tim Wirth says that's largely due to changing attitudes in the region about how people will make their living on the land.
Well, there's a very broad shift going on in the Rocky Mountain West, and now the re-resurgence of sort of much more progressive forces who are not involved in extractive industries, but much more involved in attractive industries, you know, attracting people there, managing tourism, managing the use of the land in a very different way. And the two Udall cousins are wonderful forces for change.
Both Mark and Tom Udall appear to be hedging their bets a bit, talking up domestic oil production while still pushing the clean energy agenda that seems closer to their core values. And if that doesn't work, Tom Udall says there's always the old family slogan.
So we have these Udalls in Arizona and Colorado and New Mexico, and I say, vote for the Udall nearest you.
There's a lot of change afoot in the Rocky Mountain West, especially on energy issues. Election Day will tell if the Udall family fits the kind of change voters want. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Denver.